There's a call for governments to set targets for funding startups that are led by women. Female-founded startups get a tiny share of other sources of funding like venture capital. But advocates point to decades of evidence that women get impressive returns from less initial capital and they are better than men at paying back loans. Claire Braund, the founder and executive director of Women on Boards Australia, says governments must help close what she calls the gender investment gap. Claire Braun, thanks for joining us. Who's crunched the numbers on funding for women's startups and what do they tell us?
A number of organisations have done that, Linda. Probably one of the best reports was out by the Boston Consulting Group last year with an organisation called Mass Challenge. Many of these reports, in fact, tend to come out of the US. But it's universally accepted that female-founded companies only get around 2.2% of venture capital. So in Australia, particularly, we've had a number of organisations, and Head Over Heels and Scale Investors are two of those, who've really had a look at how we improve the funding that is available to female-founded companies. Because interestingly, the data also shows that female-founded companies do better with less. So in other words, they take less money to start with, less capital to start with, and they do more with it. So the return on investment from those companies often tends to be better.
Now, there's a lesson there, isn't there, from the microfinancing experience,
yes.
Particularly in developing countries. The same story, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's really interesting because that's been going on for years, 30 plus years. A lot in the non-profit sector worked out that in order to enable what were really crippled economies to get back on their feet, you needed to invest in women. And quite often it was loans of $5, $10, $50, $20. It was something that enabled them to buy three buckets and two cows or something like that. It was on a micro level. But they also found it had something like 99% repayment on those loans. So women were known to do well with the money. They were known to pay the money back. So they were very low risk for organisations. So it is interesting in this kind of the sort of hyped up fast space of, you know, the startups and everything's seen as a tech thing and everything's seen as the next biggest Apple or the next Atlassian, that it's still quite a male-dominated space, and a lot of the funding goes into the accelerators, which are just sort of money-making ventures, really. They're excellent, but that's really what they are, and that sort of startup space, when what we're really needing is money into that angel investment space.
Okay, let's just define some terms. I mean, there's this idea of the Shark Tank type of bidding, and you're talking angel investing. What do those terms mean?
Angel investing is focused on helping startups take their first step. So in other words, it's a group of angels, and that may be individuals, it might be companies. They're investing in an idea or a group or a person that they actually believe in, and they're putting the money in with the view to a long-term approach. So they're not putting it in to say, we're going to take out a short-term profit.
Bearing in mind there's a federal election coming up, an election in New South Wales as well, does someone need to, you know, at a government level, look at mechanisms, legislating to try to shift the gender balance here?
I think it's called closing the gender investment gap. We've got closing the gender pay gap is probably the number one thing any government can start to look at. One of the ways of closing the gender pay gap is to actually look at the gender investment gap. So in other words, women who are going out, who are doing startups, who are doing businesses on their own, what's their access to capital like? What's their access to angel in investment like? Is the government looking and saying, OK, of all of the money that we are putting up for this via various schemes, are we ensuring that at least 40% is invested in female-founded companies? So we're going to actually put a target around this, and we are going to say that because we want to invest in women's economic security, we're going to ensure that 40% of all the funds that we invest in the innovation startup entrepreneurship-style sector is in fact invested in females. And I think there needs to be a greater focus on angel in investing versus just investing in accelerators and hubs and all of those types of things that you see particularly in Sydney and Melbourne.
Claire Braund, thank you very much for joining us on this International Women's Day.
Thank you very much, Linda, and to everyone out there, happy International Women's Day.
Indeed. Claire Braund is the founder and executive director of Women on Boards Australia.